Here with head coach Paco Labrador of the women's volleyball team, taking a look here at the upcoming North Coast Athletic Conference tournament, as well as the NCAA regional. It's already been announced that Wittenberg University is going to be hosting the Great Lakes Regional, and I guess we'll start there, coach. First of all, thanks for taking some time to be with us here today, but with an opportunity to host the NCAA Great Lakes Regional, certainly a great honor, and also certainly a great motivator for a lot of your players to have gotten that kind of an honor.
Yeah, it is a big motivator. It's something that we've been working for all season long. It was one of our goals is to be the number one ranked team in the region going into the selection week. So we gave ourselves a really good chance of being selected as a host site by being that number one team. There's a lot of factors that go into that, but one of the things that we could control was our rank in the region. So we did that, and we got the bid to host, which we're very proud of and very happy for. We're looking forward to having a good crowd here. It's always good to be at home during those tough matches to get out of this Great Lakes region.
Now, I guess for a lot of other folks who aren't so familiar with the selection process, it's definitely different than the basketballs and the soccers of the world, where you already know now that regardless what happens in the upcoming North Coast Athletic Conference tournament, you're securely in the NCAA regional, and you're at least going to be one of the top two or three teams in that regional. So that has to be something that is pleasing to you to know ahead of time, regardless what happens in the NCAC tournament, you're safely in the tournament.
Well, sort of, yeah, we are in the tournament, I would say. I mean, if for some reason something happens for our automatic qualifier by winning the conference tournament, then we would have to get the at-large bid, which we're presuming we would get. But the bottom line is that if we do not get our automatic qualifier, if we don't take care of business this weekend, our seed inside our region could be affected by that, and we don't want to have a worse seed or a tough seed going into the regional event here. We'd rather be the number one seed, and I think we'll be the number one seed if we take care of business here at home for this conference tournament. So we haven't really overlooked this conference tournament. We're making sure that we get through Friday and Saturday, take care of business so that we can get the automatic qualifier and then be the number one seed in the Great Lakes region.
And take us back 11 and a half months ago, back into your last foray into the NCAA tournament. Obviously, another great run. This team was 38-0 heading into a national semifinals match in which they lost. It was the only loss of the season, but all things considered, a great season. Still, having fallen short of a national championship, that has to be a tremendous motivator for the seniors as well as this entire team to come back to get to that level again.
Absolutely. Huge motivator. All season long, it's been on the forefront of everybody's mind. Specifically the seniors. There's a collection of four seniors on this team who have been to the Final Four for every season of their career in college. And I think they're tired of just ending there at the Final Four, and they've had big goals ever since that final match against WashU where we lost, to turn things around and make a big push here at the end of the season and get further than we have in the past and really get the national championship that we've been working for the last few years.
Now, in this region, you look at some of the powerhouses you guys have seen already. At the border battle, you took on a very, very talented Calvin team. You got to see an Ohio Northern team, even though you didn't play them. Take a look around the region and give us your impressions on where you guys stand and prospects for this upcoming Great Lakes Regional.
Oh, this Great Lakes Regional, the teams that are in this are terrifying. They're so good across the board. Calvin has got a great young middle freshman who's just putting up incredible numbers. Ohio Northern's also got an amazing team with a great setter who's running a wonderful offense. So across the board, there's going to be teams in here that can beat anybody on any given day. It's one of the most competitive regions in the nation. There's no doubt about it. And anybody who gets out of the Great Lakes region has got a really great chance at winning the national championship.
But first things first, Coach, with this upcoming North Coast Athletic Conference tournament, you've got matches on Friday, and then if you win, then you would move on to the NCAC title match on Saturday. Talk about, first of all, the goals at the outset of the season certainly would be to win an NCAC regular season crown, win the NCAC tournament. Here you guys are on the precipice of winning that regular season and postseason titles. Talk about having seen those goals come to fruition, where you feel like this team has really made its biggest strides, even in spite of the fact that they really haven't been overly tested this year. What do you think that this team has really gained from all of this conference play?
Yeah, we've gained a lot. I think a lot of the tests that we've had this year may not have been very obvious on paper, but we've had some injuries to some key players throughout the season that have forced younger players to step up. And I think so some of those obstacles, such as filling in for injured players, some of those obstacles like being what kind of team we're going to be after graduating the five seniors. A lot of the things that we had to overcome this season may not have been out on the floor. It was stuff in practice. It was things where we just had to create and come together as a team and really gel more than anything else. So even though on paper it looks like we've kind of had a great full run, easy season, it hasn't been easy at all. It's been very, very hard working. It's been a trial, but we've gotten through it, and hopefully it'll push us through to the next level.
Now, taking a look at next year, I guess, by looking at this year, talk about some of your freshmen and your sophomores who have really stepped up. They've seen plenty of playing time throughout the course of this season. And first of all, how have they gelled into the mold as a Wittenberg Tiger volleyball player this year? And then what would be the prospects of this team for years to come?
Sure. I think all of the freshmen have had a great season. They've done exactly what I'd like them to do, and they've come in with a perspective of we are an excellent team and we have to carry ourselves in that way. And so, sure, some of the freshmen have gotten a bit more playing time. Catherine Farney is a big right side hitter for us, has done a great job over on the right, along with Christine Simpson, who has also played some middle for us. Kimmy Dyer has been doing a nice job at ball control and hitting on the left side as well. But the biggest surprise has been Katie Sumner in the middle, who took over for Jessica Kimball when Jessica Kimball sprained her ankle at Emory and had to pick up right where somebody like Jessica Kimball, who is a seasoned veteran senior, left off, and she did a fine job. There was no decline in the way we performed, and it was really a good testimony to her ability to carry us for the next 4 years. She's going to be a nice player in this system. The remaining players who may not have gotten a lot of playing time were in practice every single day, pushing the starters, making sure that they are playing at the elitist level they can every single day, day in and day out in practice.
Now, taking a look at this senior class, like you said, they've been to the Final Four on three separate occasions through their first 3 years as collegians, hoping to get back to that level again. Talk about continuing this Wittenberg volleyball tradition and what part that they've had in keeping this program going the way it's gone.
Well, I think it's leadership. I mean, I think these are kids that have been in the program for so long and understand the fundamental tenets of what's going on. So they're good at conveying that to the younger players. A big part of, I think, having a good team year in, year out, is to have some of the returning players be good at assimilating the younger players into the mind frame of what it is to be a Wittenberg Tiger volleyball. So that includes work ethic. That includes the discipline in the off season. That includes the intelligence on the court and off the court. And so these four seniors have done a really good job of getting the people to understand what it is to be here, to get what Wittenberg is all about. And so I think that's going to be a good sign for things to come with these returning players. They're going to know what's going on, and they're going to be ready to continue right where these seniors left off.
Now, on the final match of the 2008 regular season, you got a rather large honor with winning your 200th match here as a Wittenberg Tiger head coach. Talk about what that means to you, not only for your players, but also for yourself personally, having done such a great honor in only such a short amount of time.
Well, it's funny because that 200 wins thing kind of snuck up on me, and I really wasn't paying too much attention. Like most coaches who are in the middle or end of their season, they're only focusing on the next day ahead and the next practice and the next match. So I hadn't really been totaling those types of things up. But really, I think it's a testimony to this program as a whole. It's really not so much about one coach being able to win 200 games. It's more of a collection of players who are willing to buy into a system for that long. It's about an athletic department who's willing to support a team for that long. It's about having a great staff of assistant coaches and volunteers and managers who are willing to put the kind of time and effort in that it takes to win that many matches. So I just feel really happy to have the people around me that can help me achieve that goal. Although as much of a milestone as it is for me, it's as much for everybody else that are around me in the program.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck here in the upcoming conference tournament as well as in the upcoming NCAA tournament. And hopefully we'll be talking to you after a deep run in that tournament as well.
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
That is head coach Paco Labrador of the women's volleyball team here on the Tiger Sports Network.